Welcome to the Cosplay Creations podcast for the 13th of January 2010. I'm your host Nick, and with me today I have Wayne.
Hello.
And I have Ben.
Howdy.
Thank you for both coming onto the show and not leaving me to do this on my own.
Well, we'll make a more habit of it, mate. Don't you worry about that, sunshine.
Oh, thank you. Alright, so tell everyone a bit about yourself, Wayne.
Well, I'm actually a paranormal investigator by day. Oh, no, by night, actually. But by day, I'm a computer gamer, so I'm a bit of a nerd. And I'm sounding like a retard at the moment because my headset... Well, I'm actually speaking through headphones and using it as a microphone, so I do apologise about that, and I'll hope to change that in future.
Okay, and what about you, Ben?
Hi, my name's Ben. I do a bit of cosplaying from time to time, but not much. Spend a bit of time on games, but mainly I'm just here for the fun.
So, what games do you both play?
Me, mainly Dawn of War 2, well, all of the Dawn of War series, because I like those sort of games. Final Fantasies, obviously, brilliant games. Just anything that entertains me, really.
And I'm Call of Duty 2 all the way, baby. Modern Warfare 2, best game ever. Best game of 2009, that's for certain.
I do like the Call of Duty.
Oh, and Resident Evil. Diehard Res fan.
When are you actually going to get Call of Duty, Ben?
I will probably get it when we get paid, which will be the 26th, I believe. So 2 weeks.
Oh, brilliant. We can all sit around and shoot you.
Yeah.
You don't mind, do you?
Yeah. Well, you can do me if you want, but I thought he was going to shoot me.
Or
that what you mean?
I'm going to use like a throwing knife or something, make it look dramatic.
Oh my god. Alright. Okay, let's move on to the news. Alright, on January the 6th of 2010, Satoru Iwata, if I've said his name right, was spoken for the first time about the Nintendo DS's successor, saying that a new handheld will feature high-spec graphics and motion-sensing technology. He revealed these details, saying that it would boast highly detailed graphics, and it will be necessary to have a sensor with the ability to read the movements of people playing. Nintendo's existing DS will be celebrating its 6th birthday this year and has undergone several redesigns in its lucrative lifespan. What do you guys think on that?
The new DS... You mean... You're on about the DSi, right? The new DS?
No, a new... After... A new DS. So it'd be like the DSi 2.
I don't get why...
Well, if it's anything like the DSi, it's going to be crap.
Ben?
Why have they got a motion sensor to track whether the person playing is walking around? I kind of don't see the point in that.
Oh,
they're divining games like the dance thing. But then, why have it as the handheld one would be pointless?
Well, you've got a lot of games like fitness games and them and mind games, and so I suppose if you had one that counted how far you walked...
Yeah, but that would be good, but then what? Because you don't really want to be on a bus and then start jumping up and down saying, look everyone, I'm doing the bloody Euro dancing thing. Do you know what I mean? It's really silly.
True, but then you'd be pretty stupid to be walking around with your DS on a bus in England.
That is a very good point. Unless you're me.
True. Very true.
See, another thing I don't care is they're sitting there saying, they're saying about they're going to put high graphics in and everything. It's really, they should have done it ages ago, because let's be honest, you look at the PSP, it's not much bigger than a DS, and yet it's got the graphics that are far superior to a DS, yet a DS came out, I'm pretty sure, no, the DS did come out first, I'll tell a lie, but you think the DS would have some graphics on it, but they've gone back to the graphics that I used to have when I was like an 8-year-old. I think the spectrum about reaches that graphics.
But the DS still is quite fun to play.
Yeah, it's fun, but does it play movies? No, the PSP plays movies. It also can go on the internet. It's like a modern technology, whereas the DS went back to the old Game Boy things with a little bit extra on it. You know, get up with the times. You've got the Xbox, you've got the PS3, you've got already, you know, the PS4 coming out soon. I believe it's 2012. They've got stuff like that coming out that's going to be unbelievable. They've really got to catch up with the times because, you know, they're falling behind in standards.
True, but then, in its own way, if you went out and bought, like, I don't know, say, like, when Avatar comes out, if you buy Avatar for your DVD player, or if you've got a PlayStation 3, your PlayStation 3, so Blu-ray player, and then why would you then go out and buy it for your PSP?
But you see, it's meant to be for on the move. Because you can't take a DVD player with you in a car unless you had an in-car DVD player. It's to turn something that's handheld, portable to play games, to also play movies on the move, in planes, anywhere.
But then...
I disagree with you there, Wayne, because you can get portable DVD players that are tiny little things. My niece got one for Christmas.
They don't play games as well. It's just an attachment to it, which means that you've got a handheld system that can play DVDs and can also play games.
Okay.
At very good graphics as well.
All right, then what about the iPhone? Because that is now actually considered a gaming console. Well, portable gaming machine. You can get a ton of games on it now. They're incredibly cheap. I mean, since I've had my iPhone, probably had at least like 30, maybe 40 games for it.
iPhone is just everything.
How much does it cost to keep you that, though?
To keep the iPhone, okay, if you pay monthly, it costs a lot. But then, if you pay it, when I had bought mine, if you paid it off to get the phone, it costs roughly how much an Xbox costs. But then the games...
And what would you rather buy, an Xbox or an iPhone that costs you... a lot of money.
The thing is with the Xbox is that also costs you like £40 a year, but then you've also got to pay for like your internet connection and everything like that. With the iPhone, you can play people across it, but it's better if you have it wireless. But then I do mean that the iPhone is a portable gaming device. It does have so many games on it.
Yeah, but the thing is, the PSP is 10 times cheaper and probably got better graphics and better gameplay.
Oh, you'd really be surprised by the graphics on here. Really surprised.
Well, that's something you just got to show and prove to me.
Yeah,
we've gone well off topic here. We're supposed to be talking about the DS, and we've just gone like completely off the topic.
I know.
So just to bring us back on the topic again.
That's okay, though. That's alright.
Yeah, that's okay.
We're still going with the conversation, you know?
I'll show you the graphics of it. I mean, some of the graphics, yeah, okay, they really suck. But then other ones, you're like, okay, that actually works really well. But then also with the iPhone is that you can get movies for it. And it's sitting there on your computer, so you actually have a copy on your computer you can watch, and you can put it on your iPhone. You can even put it on your iPod.
Yeah, but I don't really count an iPhone as a portable device because it's mainly used as a phone.
It's actually mostly used for games now.
Yeah, but the thing is, the name's iPhone, so its general, section is for phones. So it might be the best gaming phone out there. It does not count as a handheld device for gaming.
True. But then...
Okay, next news, mate.
Well, I was about to make a comment about the Xbox 360, but then I suppose if you turn it 360 degrees, it doesn't really matter. Alright, the next topic.
I don't know, you might get the red ring of death for that thing. They do like to break, don't they?
Oh, they do. Oh my god. Alright, I'm going to move on to the next topic.
Sorry, before you take to the next topic, I think when it comes to the new DS, we'll just have to wait and see if it does actually come out or whether it is just a load of bullshit that they're talking. Sorry, a load of rubbish they're talking.
Oh, hang on, what time was that you saw? 1:40.
11:46, something like that.
Okay, so I've got to cut it out to, 12. Okay, go what you're going to say, Ben, now.
I think whether it's just a load of rubbish or whether it is actually going to happen, because we don't really know, because they often say, oh, this is going to be coming out, or they're going to do this, and then 5 years down the line, you're like, where did it go?
True. And you never know what it might actually be really, really good.
Possible. We'll see.
It could be all like the Wii, and we all rush out and never play it again.
The thing is, the other DS I never play now, but what we're saying is like we'll wait until it comes out, because we can't make too much judgment until we see it.
True.
But judging by what it's got behind it, it's not looking good already.
Alright. Oh, on to the next topic then?
Yeah, go on.
Yep.
Well, this was actually released like a day or two after the previous bit of news. A Nintendo spokesperson actually told the website Kotaku that Satoru didn't actually say that. He didn't make any comments regarding the functions of Nintendo's future hardware systems. And Nintendo is taking the issue with the original reporting by the Ashi Shinbun claiming the paper's reporter ran with something the Nintendo chief didn't say. Kotaku had sought comment from Nintendo last week about Iwatawa's statements, which seemed to confirm speculation that work on a successor to the DS, be it a DS2 or the other platform, was underway. So basically, Nintendo was saying, ignore that.
So basically, they don't want the competition to know that they're building something better, because they know,
That's what I was thinking.
The PSP will just go, okay then, we're going to bring another new PSP out, and it's going to do everything that does, and more, as always.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, you see, my opinion on it is that if a spokesperson said it, he wouldn't make it up, because that's more than his job's worth. I think what happens is, he just, you know, they forgot to tell him that it's like secret and he can't speak about it until they're more ready for release. Because you don't want to give competition an early warning that you've got something spectacular under the works, you know?
True, but then according to Nintendo, he didn't even say that, so...
Yeah, but they got to deny it to protect their, you know, because if they make any reference that what he said was true, then that would be telling competitions they are building it.
True. You got any comment on it, Ben?
Once again, we'll just have to wait and see, really, because you'll probably find this is going to be what most companies do. It's going to be, yeah, it's not going to come out. It never happened, and yada, 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 and then a little while later, it will come out, and they'll be like, maybe it was true then.
No, they'll just say it was an industrial cover-up, which they use that excuse more often.
Yeah.
They should.
True. I suppose, like what you said, we'll just have to wait for it to come out.
It's one of those annoying things that you just have to wait for.
Yeah. Alright, on to the next bit of news then.
Yeah, why not?
Okay, this is actually reading what I wrote down here, so don't comment until I've said it all.
Right.
Okay.
This is to do with Twilight. Though I never fully understand the cult obsession with Twilight, onwards it goes, yielding loads of merchandise and memorabilia. Basically, a line of Edward Cullen panties have been made, with pictures of Robert Pattinson on them. A really nice extra touch, Cullen's mouth is sewn into the crotch of the undies. It's one thing for youngsters to have a poster of fictional vampires on the wall, but when adults start making undies to keep the vampire's face close to their lady bits, something is going wrong with the world.
There is something seriously wrong with that.
Right.
That.
How much are they, by the way?
I'm so jealous.
I don't actually know. I do have a link that I'll send to you in the Skype chat.
Right, oh my!
Oh my god!
What the hell?
Right, ladies, that's one thing you won't be buying for Christmas. They forgot to put his face on it. Oh no! No, they ain't.
But
seriously, what?
Have you seen the
one thing?
The inside of the panties, though?
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, the only thing I can think about that is they wanted to like rehabilitate the movie or re-establish the movie by when the woman's on period and bleeds. It's sort of like, oh look, he's just drunk.
No. It's in a way, it's absolutely wrong. It's, you know, it's actually a sexual innuendo, especially as the inside of the panties is his lips. You know, what do vampires do, you know? I think that is completely a bit too crude, because loads of kids are going to want it, and they don't know they're going to walk around with bloody sexual underwear, you know. It really is sexual, because he's a vampire. What does he do, and where is his face? Do you know what I mean? It's very wrong, in a way. Just wrong.
Well, the thing that I'm worried about is, like, if I bring a girl home and stuff starts happening and I pull down like her skirt or something and oh look, there's Edward Cullen staring at me, I'm going to be pretty turned off. So okay,
Nick, can we have a woman's opinion on it?
We will next week.
Yeah, well basically one woman's already looked at it and said no comment, so just, you know, it just proves how sexually crude it is and not many women are going to like it. So nice try, Twilight fans, but you don't really want Edward Callahan there in ways.
Sorry, something that's a little off topic here. It's still about Edward Cullen, or the person that plays Edward Cullen. But he's like considered one of the most sexist guys, yada yada yada. What the hell? I'm not a bloke.
And you're admitting it now, Ben, are you?
Yes, I am. Right, I know I'm not a girl, but it's not exactly what you can sit there and look at another bloke and go, okay, he's handsome, he's an ugly and I would not say he was handsome at all. And I don't get the obsession, but then I suppose women do the same thing sometimes. They think, oh, why does that bloke like her? And then all the blokes are like, oh, she's really fit.
Okay, have you got any opinion on it, Wayne?
Oh, like I said, it's a bit sexually crude, and I don't think I would want anyone walking around with them on, because they literally wearing a sexual innuendo. You know?
Yeah, I have to second
that's
that.
That's it.
Well, I don't, I mean, are they going to bring out some male ones for me? Because, I wouldn't mind walking around with Edwin Cullen on my pants.
Nick, what was wrong with you, man?
For women. It's for women. I mean, if you ever look at those panties again, it obviously is not designed for men to put them on, mate.
I know, but what do you think the guy's one's going to be?
Alice.
I reckon the guy's one's going to be Alice, yeah.
No, it won't be Alice, will it?
I wouldn't mind that so much.
Bella.
Yeah, but, it's not really much of a sexual innuendo, because she's not a vampire yet.
I know, but I don't think it's meant to be a sexual innuendo.
Yeah, but putting a vampire on your panties and have his lips on the inside as
No matter what
you
way
really
you look at it,
you think that wasn't meant to be a sexual innuendo?
It probably was, but then how is a vampire being on a guy's happy place?
Yeah, but they were designs for women.
Yeah, but I mean, if there was a guy's one...
Yeah, that was for gay guys, isn't it?
Well, then, if it was for gay guys, then it would be like either Edward, one of his brothers, or his dad.
Lovely. Can we change topic? Because this is just disturbing.
Yeah,
we are talking about blokes wearing underwear with blokes right next to their groin area.
Okay,
that's
let's move on. Let's
feel
move
comfortable
on.
To me.
You'll like this next topic, Wayne. The highly anticipated game, Final Fantasy XIII, is selling way over 1.8 million copies. Even before it's released in Japan. Though, to be honest, I'm not surprised the Final Fantasy series is one of the best RPG game series today, and to think if it's doing this well just before the Japanese launch it, looks like Americans and Europeans are in for a treat in February, and I myself am a big fan of all the Final Fantasy games and play it better than 12. Although I really hate 7.
Yeah, I disagree. 7's story was
the
best.
Okay.
But
sorry, we're on about 13, not 7, and how 7 was.
7 was great.
Or how 12 was. I liked 7, I agree with Ben there, because it was the best story, and it was the best RPG because of all the stuff you could level up. Not just yourself, your materia, your magic. You really felt at the end of the game that you had done something with it and you were powerful. But on to 13. Now, I've watched a half an hour demo on it, and if you want to see a preview of it, it is on YouTube. Now, they basically said there'll be two main characters, the girl and the bloke, but you can only control one character at a time. When you fight, it will be turn-based, and your parties will basically act as computer AI, like they did in 12. But they say you will have it would feel more flow, because, the problem with 12 was that it felt like you were doing nothing. But they said when you do something in this new one, it feels like you're doing something, which is, it could be good, but I'm really not sure I like the concept of controlling one of the two main characters at a time. I mean, what do you think, Ben?
I've only seen a few parts of the preview from the new Final Fantasy, so I can't really... I like it, but it's... I don't know, I'm going to have to wait to play it. I'd like to play it because it does look good, and I've played every single Final Fantasy that's come out so far, all 15 of them, but it doesn't go to my expectations. I'm starting to get to the point where it's like, okay, you've released about 1,000 Final Fantasies now, let's let a good game die while it's still half decent, sort of thing. That might just be me. I know a lot of people are like, yeah, another Final Fantasy, but it's just getting to the point where, okay, you can only do the same thing many times.
If it's like 12, that would be the last Final Fantasy. I mean, as I said, I am a massive fan of Final Fantasy, and I've loved everyone, but they don't seem to be developing it. They seem to be taking everything that made it such a special game out of it. But I will give this a chance because I do love Final Fantasy, and I'm willing to say that 12... was just a little, mistake.
Now, I hope they add some of the epicness back to it, because 12 didn't seem to feel amazing. Like, Final Fantasy X, when you start it, you start off with that whole Blitzball scene. How amazing was seeing that?
Yeah.
Oh, that was.
And
brilliant.
Then you're thrown straight into seeing Sin Attack. I mean, that was freaking awesome.
Yeah. And like in 9, you had the fight scene between Alexander and Bahamut. That was just epicness in itself.
That was
just such an awesome scene.
And I loved that game so much, and as you know, Nick, I actually was such a nerd on it that I could say the entire speech from the beginning near to the end and not get one word wrong in the dialogue.
Yep. It was literally that bad.
Yeah, that might have something to do with the obsession with Yuna, though, so...
That's true.
Yeah, well, let's not get onto that.
Any other comments on it?
Are they still going to have things like summons and stuff like that? I haven't really seen enough
of
them, though.
Oh, I already know about this. They are also going to be vehicles. Like Shiva, the the diamond summon, is going to be a motorcycle as well. And you will get bits where you can ride on a motorcycle.
That's going to be pretty cool.
As Shiva the summon. That's going to be cool, yeah.
Alright, so you get them as like creatures to fight for you as well as vehicles travelling.
Yeah. Cool. I'm not sure how they do it. All I know is that there is actually a scene out where you watch Shiva transform from a bike into her form, and I know that she turns back into a bike and you do ride her, and that belongs to the main character of the boy. But the thing is, though, they're saying you can only control one at a time, so does that mean the two main characters ain't even going to meet for a long time? Because you can't control both of them.
Wait, are you actually saying that the male character rides a summon? He actually...
Yeah.
Gets.
He actually rides on the motorcycle.
He gets on top of Shiva and rides her.
Woohoo!
You forget, this is Japanese for you. They do like to do some innuendos out there, mate.
That's true.
I know you don't like 7, but if you play 7, like the scene with, I can't remember the Yuri, is it? No, it's not Yuri. But the bit where she's got to basically try and talk this guy into letting her have a secret thing to leave the slums. Do you remember the bit I'm on about, Ben?
Yeah, that's what is her name? Tifa.
That's it, Tifa, yeah. And let's just say that was all based on an innuendo, and in fact the movements, even though it was, you can't really tell, because as you know it was block graphics in, you could tell the innuendo they were trying to get out there. It's very Japanese to do something like that.
That's true. Wasn't it in Final Fantasy XII that you didn't get summons, but instead the names of battleships or ships were actually,
No, 12 you did get summons.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, 12 you got... Not, 12 you got, those... What's it called? Special...
Yeah, basically you summon, and the thing that's bad about them is that they got rid of your whole board except for you. And that, and they fought for like a minute or so and disappeared again. So they weren't really any good. But there were like secret bosses that you had to find, and then you get a gemstone, and you quit the gemstone, and then you can summon them out.
Oh.
But it really didn't feel that good or look that good.
Oh, right.
Yeah, it wasn't particularly great, because you lost one of your party members, whoever summoned it. So it was sort of like, oh, okay, and your party member was always better.
Alright, well, any other comments on it, or? That's it.
No, I'm definitely going to give it a chance. I've been looking forward to this for a long time, and they keep making the release date longer and longer and longer. But they're still saying March, end of February for the Xbox 360 as well as PlayStation 3. So that could be interesting. You know, it's the first Final Fantasy out on an Xbox, which could mean that it is really that good. But we've still got Final Fantasy 13 Versus to look forward to, which is meant to be the same story but on a different planet. So maybe they're planning a connection in the works for the future, which they've never done before. It'd be very interesting if they tried that.
I don't know. I don't own a PlayStation 3, so I'll have to probably come around yours and have a look at it. Although, when it comes out, you can give us a review on it.
Oh, yeah, I'll gladly give you a review.
Are you going to pick up Final Fantasy 13, Ben?
Most probably. I'll pick up all of them. They're good games. I enjoy them. It's just... There has been, I think it's 16, including the ones on like the DS and the PSP and things like that. There's been about 16 games, 17 games, and it's just sort of like, okay, when's it going to end?
Well, the thing that's great about Final Fantasy is that every story, even though they're calling it Final Fantasy, they added a whole new story and a whole new characters. So in a way, I don't understand why they don't just change the name a little, you know? But then again, Final Fantasy, as soon as you say it, you're like, oh, I want it. If you're a fan of RPGs, you immediately say, I want that game. So maybe their technique worked, but because it's nothing to do with any of the other ones, you know? Well, names are a very powerful thing, just, you know, what we were talking about earlier, like Twilight. You know, as soon as you say Twilight, everyone jumps for joy, don't they? And starts wanting to go see it. And just because of that one name. Doctor Who's another name that you say that, and they immediately want to know it, most people.
That's true. I think a lot of people will probably jump straight to the chance.
And, what's our next topic?
That's actually the end of the topics. I could have got more news, but I am lazy.
Oh, aren't we all, mate?
And I thought we'd probably talk a little bit more about it, but, you know, that's pretty much it. I'll probably get more topics for the next show.
It's a new year now, and there's new games coming out, and we're all very excited, you know, like we just talked about with Final Fantasy. But what was the games that made it 2009 for you? What was the games that you thought, wow, I want a top three list, and we all got to agree on it? Well, my personally, the first one is Modern Warfare 2. That's my number one. I mean, I know, Ben, you'll probably disagree because you haven't gotten it yet. But did you know that Modern Warfare 2 was the first game that actually made a queue that was as long as a console release? And I should know, I was there at bloody 1:30 in the morning and I never left to about 2:30. I think I finally got to the front. It was that long a queue. And to think the shop opened from 12 and the queue being that long still, it's got to mean that it was a special game. I mean, what do you think of it, Nick?
I do think it is really, really good. I can kind of see why some people would hate it, because it's going to be taking up a lot of time. If you want to play it, I mean, the campaign is brilliant. That the campaign on its own is amazing. I'm not sure if I like the Spec Ops. I think you should be able to play through the whole campaign with a friend anyway. And so, like you, I was in the queue when it was first released. I was there at like 11:30, waiting to get my grummy little hands on it.
What about number two then? I reckon Ben should answer this one. What do you think a game that made 2009? A number two spot?
I don't know. I haven't really played. I mean, Batman Dark Asylum, definitely.
Okay, yeah, I'll take that as two, because I was really worried because I wasn't going to buy it. But everyone said, no, it's not like the normal comic book games. And I got it, and it was so dark and so unlike every other comic book game. Like, he's the hero, he's going to win. It, like, made it feel like you were going to lose. You were in deep trouble, you know? I just like the dark feel they tried to put with it.
It really did feel like such a good game. I haven't had enough chance to play it, but what I've played, I've liked.
What about Ben? You're being very quiet.
Because I haven't really played either of those games, I can't comment on either of them. My top one game would be Dawn of War 2. I love the game. I think it's an absolutely brilliant game. For ages, I'd stopped playing games because they just weren't gripping me much anymore. But as soon as I played Dawn of War 2, I just haven't been able to stop playing it. I'm playing it like mad. I've clocked so many hours on that game, it's unbelievable. It's just a fun game because there's so many different things you can do, even though it's all the same.
Did that come out in 2009, Ben?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it did, but I don't know, actually.
Oh, yeah, the new one did, didn't it? The one you're talking about.
Yeah, Dawn of War 2, I'm pretty sure it did.
But I'll say that's it. We got Modern Warfare as number one. We got the Batman's Dark Asylum as number two. And then we got Dawn of War as number three. I mean, there were, like, other fantastic games like Assassin's Creed and all that, but at the top three, I think we can settle for that, you know? We can't go on about every game that came out in 2009, because it was actually a pretty good year for gaming.
Oh, did we just lose Wayne?
Yeah,
we did.
About films, though?
I'll just call him back.
Films for the year?
Hello, you back, Wayne?
Yeah, I was about to say movies. Anticipated this year.
Sorry, mate, we can barely hear you.
Let me do that. What about movies anticipated this year? Like The Wolfman, Harry Potter, and the second part coming out in July, November, the first part?
No, I couldn't.
Or just save it.
Yeah, we'll talk about that next week.
Yeah, because, you know, with Korea.
Yeah. So is there any final thoughts or anything anyone wants to say?
I'm so glad it's 2010.
Yeah, Happy New Year for 2010.
So Happy New Year, everyone.
Yeah, Happy New Year, 13 days late.
That reminds me, you know, just for the end of the topic, if anyone wants to make a comment, help us think of a name for us, for the three of us, for the show. Nick's running it, Mr. Kai Saga over there, but help think of a name that we can actually call it and end it on.
Well, the show's already called Cosplay Creations.
Yeah, but, you know, just a little nickname for
each
other.
Oh.
That'd be funny.
Oh.
No, last time we ended up giving each other nicknames, me and Nick ended up being some seriously dodgy people.
Just, let's leave it at that, please.
Yeah, let's not add that bit in there. You know, that's personal use.
Okay, let me just say a few things. Thanks everyone for downloading the podcast and listening to it again. We've actually got a website running up now. It's www.cosplaycreations.co.cc. So if everyone can please check that out and join. It's been up for a little while, but I've been too lazy to actually make a podcast show. So I'm really grateful for Ben and Wayne joining me and actually helping me to do this. Otherwise, I'd be talking to myself again.
Like I said, we'll be doing it in future.
Thanks for both joining me. And that's it.